You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time to check in again here on RNIB Connect Radio with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
We do hear from time to time about shortage of medicines, which has cropped up again recently in the news. Elizabeth, could you give me and listeners the reason why this happens?
It's a multifactorial answer, Toby. I know that COVID did create a lot of shortages. Even wholesale drivers off with COVID meant pharmacies weren't getting their normal deliveries. But right now, it could be that, say, for example, a vital ingredient is hard to get, or medicines, they're licensed by the MHRA. Now, that's the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency. And in terms of safety, and they may have found a problem with a particular batch of a medicine. Now, when that happens, then every pharmacy and hospital is alerted and every medicine with that batch number is taken off the shelf. Now, that may mean that until other batches are available, there is a shortage. Also, many people will have heard of the type 2 diabetic injections that are now being used for weight loss. Shortages in this particular medicine, that was caused certainly in part by the private use of these medicines, as I say, for weight loss. So as I say, there's lots and lots of different reasons.
What do our pharmacists do for patients when there is a shortage then?
There is a whole list of things, Toby, that can be done. Say a medicine that comes in several strengths and the larger strength is unavailable, then the pharmacist could double up on a smaller strength. Many times we phone other colleagues who may have the medicine sitting on their shelf, not being used, and a swap could take place. We sometimes have to phone the manufacturer. For example, where there's only one manufacturer, then they may have emergency supplies and a prescription, say without the name and address of the patient, can be electronically sent to the manufacturer to release this emergency supply. There's also something called the serious shortage protocol. Now, that's where the pharmacist can substitute one medicine for another without going back to the prescriber. Now, for a long time, HRT products, now that's the hormonal replacement products for the menopause, patches, capsules, tablets, they were very difficult to get. So there were various serious shortage protocols in place. I think there's just one at the moment. Sometimes we do have to go back to the prescriber, but I think it's important to let the practice know what we do have in stock so there isn't a delay for the patient.
And I suspect that it is very important that we as visually impaired pharmacy patients are made aware when there are changes to the medications that we receive.
Yeah, that is something that pharmacists are aware of and it would help the patient understand the change. I do think it's also important for the patient maybe to speak to the pharmacist confidentially that they're visually impaired. Maybe we don't know that and they may need extra help taking medicines correctly. And I always say to patients, please just ask.
As always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, what's that website address again where they can go and find you?
All the W is elizabethroddick.com.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth, for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Toby.